May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? We hear this question forcefully in the scripture today, and it echoes in more current news renditions around our nation this week about other places, foreign countries. Can anything good come out of Nazareth, or El Salvador, or Haiti, or Africa? It is a painful question to hear. And the scripture, as in our nation, is a question based on a sense of exceptionalism and superiority, a perspective formed carefully and craftily in societies that depend on having losers and winners pitted against each other, on having those in and those out vying for territory, on defining those who matter and those who apparently do not. The answer to the scriptural question is that Jesus, our Savior, came from Nazareth. Jesus, God incarnate, came from Nazareth. Christ, the light of the world, grew up in Nazareth. So the answer to the scriptural question is a little three-letter word. Yes. Yes, good came from Nazareth. Because God brings good things from anywhere and anyone for the good of everywhere and everybody. This weekend, every year, for some years now, we celebrate the birthday of a man of God, a believer, a follower of Jesus the Christ. And that man, as you well know, is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. One of Dr. King's most famous quotes is taken from his I Have a Dream speech, in which he offered a vision. "I look to a day," he proclaimed, "when my children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." This hope, his hope, is founded on principles which, while not exclusively Christian, are fundamental Christian values, chief among them human dignity, belovedness, and equality. Textbook description of equality in Christian ethics explains that there's a strong sense in many religion and humanist philosophies that in some ultimate ontological or being sense, human beings are equal, and that this equality is more important than any actual difference, be it physical or otherwise. And in the Christian faith, that is expressed by the belief in creation that all are made in God's image. But many refuse to act on this. The reality is that judging people by their race, ethnicity, who their people are, where they are from, where they live is an age-old sin. Some theologians call racism America's original sin. In the gospel today, we hear Nathanael disparaging the small town of Nazareth, not considered as learned or cultured as other towns close by that fare better in comparison. The question he asks initially is a demeaning and dehumanizing question, to dismiss people he thinks are not as good as he. Can anything good come from there, that person, not my people? How many times has that question been asked in some form or another, in disparaging in different ways over the course of human history? Today, God calls us to respond as many times as a question like that is asked, to respond again and again, every time, that yes. Because God brings good from anyone, anywhere, for everybody, everywhere. Good can come from many places. And Jesus came from Nazareth. The good news today is that Jesus, his very self, shatters that persistent, arrogant, often racist worldview and calls us grace, to humility, and to service. The good news is that Nathanael gets converted, transformed, saved, and in that interaction with Jesus shows us people can remember to value each other by the content of character, not judge each other by stereotype or caricature. But as people of a loving God, we need to keep vigilant against our own shortfalls and to not keep quiet or complacent about others. Recently, at the close of an exhibit of the photographer Robert Frank at the Houston Center for Photography, those in attendance were asked to pull the photos off the walls and rip them up, destroy the exhibit that had been up. A quote from the photographer had been painted on the wall of the exhibit for the whole time it was up. It was something that he had said about his work. The quote was, "I suppose my photos are of things I don't want to forget. They are quiet. They demand no attention. They are not empty." Photos were beautiful, of everyday things, captivating, engaging, not something that anyone wanted to destroy, even if the exhibit had to come down. When my family and I got to this event, a few of the pieces had been taken down and already ripped apart, but not many. The people there arriving were just sort of milling about and hesitating. There weren't any frames or anything on the photos, just the prints on some really high-quality paper, stuck to the wall with double-sided tape or something. I don't know. But the hesitation was that it's against everything, our good instincts, to rip up what has been so lovingly made. It's against our basic fiber to go against what we've been taught and what we hold dear. Don't touch other people's stuff or their creations. Don't destroy art. But with a little encouragement, just a little, from those who organized the event, people started. My family and I ripped off the first series of photos that we were near off the wall, and we shredded up. The second time was also tentative. But after that, about the third time, we started getting really into it. It was fun. It was fun to rip it up, to destroy it. And that whole exhibit was down in about 20 minutes. How quickly, the experience of destroying went from being uncomfortable and hard to being easy, too easy, and even enjoyable. Well, in the art exhibit, the goal was to then make something new and different out of what was destroyed. Sometimes in our relationships, both micro and macro, too easily we stay stuck in the power of destruction. And we destroy, we hurt, because we can. Today, we're called not to forget, that our words and actions are not empty. What we and what our leaders say has consequences, can build up or hurt and destroy. But the good that came from Nazareth will always be ready to make new, to heal, and to transform. On the op-ed page of the New York Times, Drew Dellinger wrote that 50 years ago, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood in his pulpit at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta and told the congregation that in order to achieve peace on earth, quote, we must develop a world perspective, a vision for the entire planet. Yes, he said, as nations and individuals, we are interdependent. Dr. King stated, it really boils down to this, that all life is interrelated and precious. A reminder of this interrelatedness comes from a poem and a poet from El Salvador. He writes, like you, I love love, life, the sweet smell of things, the sky blue landscape of January days. And my blood boils up, and I laugh through eyes that have known the buds of tears. I believe the world is beautiful, and that poetry, like bread, is for everyone. And that my veins don't end in me, but in the unanimous blood of those who struggle for life, love, little things, landscape and bread, the poetry of everyone. Yes, good can come and did come out of Nazareth, because God brings good from anywhere and anyone for the good of everywhere and everyone. Let us never forget. Amen.